I hesitate to call myself a dreamer. I undoubtedly am one, I just don't like the stereotypes. We're seen as overly optimistic do-gooders with fantasies of utopia. Stubborn, starving artists desperate for an ever-elusive big break. Hippies and nonconformists avoiding stable employment for no apparent reason. Whatever type of dreamer you're damned to be, the greatest misconception about us is that we're disconnected from reality. Society tells us our heads are in the clouds. For me, this is the most isolating, most frustrating part about seeing the world as we do. The world, after all, was flat. Dreamers believed it round. The moon was unreachably far and devoid of air. Dreamers believed we could walk on it. Women were less than capable, blacks were less than human. Dreamers fought for suffrage and abolition of slavery. Dreamers were persecuted by the church, assassinated by the state, ostracized by society for believing blasphemous, impossible things. Things that are now widely accepted as common knowledge, objective truth. In the end, dreamers are the closest to reality, the most in tune with what is real. Despite this, when a dreamer challenges anything widely believed by their village, their nation, their generation, they become a threat, a disruption to the way things are. Dreamers are particularly threatening to those who possess power in the established order of any society. My mother has been hilariously unsupportive of much of my life's work. It has always confused me. I know we share many of the same convictions. I also know she has suffered greatly from the institutional inequalities I seek to dismantle. My battle cry is fight evil with poetry. Shouldn't that make a mother proud? Why is she such a dream killer? One day, I was catching her up on the things I'd been creating and the issues they addressed. In a fretful exhaustion, she exclaimed, "You already black. Now you gotta go and say all these things to make white people mad. Why can't you just leave it alone? It's like you're painting a target on your own back." It was in this moment that I finally understood my mother's resistance. She knows what this world does to dreamers. She knows how fragile and violent the egos of those with white privilege often are. As much as she cares about justice, she is a mother first. She only wants her son to be safe. I do not fault her for her sentiments, but after that conversation, I was able to release myself from the desire for her approval. I cannot put safety first. I cannot be quiet. Trust me, I've tried. I'm embracing everything that comes with being a dreamer. All the eye rolls, the laughter, the hate mail, the crosshairs on my back. I chose the title Here Comes This Dreamer because I wanted to trick the reader. The name itself sounds quite romantic, a poetic cliche appropriate for one with his head in the clouds. I wanted to call to mind the dismissive, patronizingly affectionate stereotypes Western culture has about dreamers. People think they admire us. However naive and misguided they take us to be, many claim to consider dreamers noble and beautiful people. The truth is revealed when you arrive at the title poem in the collection. The reality is, like Joseph's brothers in Genesis 37, when society sees dreamers approaching, historically, the response has been, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits." Despite this danger, I must live by my convictions. I do not merely seek to reflect the world's pain in my art, but inject hope into dismal perspectives, to challenge the way humanity sees itself, the way America sees itself. I pray the things I create help wean people off their comfort addiction, clears the fog of greed, violence, and racism clouding the vision of so many Americans, opens eyes to the abundant beauty that already exists. I do not merely dream of what ought to be, of what is possible in an uncertain future or a sinless afterlife. I dream with every step. I walk by faith, not by sight. I work and pray to help more and more humans learn to live in the divine now, on earth as it is in heaven.